It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode? A very interesting message that we got by WhatsApp to 085 825 2626. And it's a message from a lady called Dee. And I want you to have a listen to it very closely. Hi lads, can you please bring this up on your show? For the last 2 years, I've been having a relationship with a married man who has 3 children. It's over now. Everything has come out and his marriage is in serious trouble. What I can't get over is that I'm the one who's losing all my friends while his friends are all rallying around him. Why is the other woman always the one who gets the blame? This is so unfair. I've done nothing wrong here. I didn't make any vows. I just fell for a guy who happened to be married. Surely the guy who broke their marriage vows should be the one that people are angry at, not me. And that's from a lady called Dee. And Dee messaged us on WhatsApp on 085 825 2626. So basically, for a 2 year period, Dee was having an affair with a married man with 3 kids. When her friends found out about this, they basically dumped her. They blanked her. They didn't want to have anything to do with her.
You need to turn off that watch.
Oh, my watch is my watch is on a mad one today for some reason. Her friends blanked her.
Yeah. So I spoke to this woman on the phone to basically see if she'd come on with us, and she wouldn't because she's obviously afraid of backlash. But, you know, I've kind of been thinking about this since I spoke to her. I actually think that maybe myself, yourself and Jeremy should look at maybe setting up a GoFundMe for her just to pay for her
patronizing
counseling for her trauma.
You're patronizing cow. Well,
do you have sympathy for her?
Okay, this lady wasn't married.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a single woman.
Yeah.
And she fell for a married man. And she did tell you that when she met him first and for the first while they were in a relationship together or they were seeing each other, she didn't know he was married. Isn't that right? Did she tell you that?
Yes, but when she knew, she kept it going.
Yeah, no, I know that. But at the start, when she initially met him, when she initially fell for him, if you like, she did not know he was married.
She's
is that right?
Tramp.
Hang on, but just hold the decks for a sec. Did she know he was married when she met him first? No. Who kept that information to himself? He did.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually after, correct me if I'm wrong, you're the one that was talking to her. After a few weeks together, he eventually said, oh, actually, by the way, I'm married and I have kids at home.
Yes, he told her.
But he didn't tell her at the start. This
no.
is my point.
But locked in. You're,
no.
You know
my point is you can't help who you fall in love with. And if you fall in love with somebody, it's very difficult to just switch that off. Yeah. So she fell in love with a guy
married. And that's therein lies the issue, Adrian.
He let her fall for him. And then the chicken shit said, oh, I better tell her I'm married because this is getting a bit heavy.
Well, first of all,
but she'd already fallen for him.
First of all, who falls for somebody in a month?
She did.
Like Kathy Bates.
No, shit happens.
Second of all, once she knew he was married, that's when she should have said, listen, thanks. See you later. Thanks for the good times. I got to go.
But she'd fallen for him already at this stage.
So?
Anyway, the point
is... Practice some self-restraint.
The point is that her friends are judging her.
My friend.
Okay, so if this was a friend of yours, what would you do?
I judge her. Would I stop talking to her? No, I probably wouldn't stop talking to her because my moral compass shouldn't tell her moral compass what to do.
That's exactly my point.
But would I be disappointed in her? Yeah, I would. I'm like, come on, do better. I'm single. And if I met someone now and they said to me, I'm married.
Yeah.
Or I'm in a relationship. I would be, no, sorry.
That's fine.
Don't do that. You don't do that. You just don't. She's not, okay, she's not equally to blame, but part of the blame lies on her. She knew. I would hate
She didn't at the start.
But she knew then. It doesn't matter when she found out. The point is that she did know. And when it all came out, that should have been her cue to walk away. I would hate to be the person who another woman thinks of when she thinks of why her marriage is destroyed. It's particularly when there's kids involved. There's so many men out there, and you had to go for one who...
didn't know, Katie. You're not listening. She told you on the phone.
She did
that
know
for the first time, first
him.
While they were together, she didn't know he was married.
It doesn't matter. It does. It literally doesn't
it's
matter.
It's not like she went and robbed a married man, knowing full well he was married. She didn't.
She... I have a lot of issues with this whole story. I just have a lot of issues with this whole story. First of all, like this thing you say, she fell in love. It was a month. Okay, seriously, what a bunny boiler, first of all. Second of all, it was...
So can I tell you, Casey, shit happens. Things can happen. You can literally fall for somebody. You've never heard of falling in love at first sight, no?
I don't believe it. I think there's just chemistry.
Well, whatever it is. Call it whatever it is.
I think that she knew, and at the point where she found out, she should have walked away. Like, who does that to another person? Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean to another person?
You might not know him.
She didn't and doesn't know his wife. Has never met his wife. They don't operate in the same sort. These are all the things you told me. Yeah? From your conversation with him, with her. She doesn't know the wife. She knows nothing about her. She barely knows where they live. He's the one that told the lies. He's the one that has marriage vows.
Sorry, I'm just... the voice notes are flying in here, but it's the case that she should have walked away.
She should have. It's all... the blame is solely on her,
oh,
yeah?
No, listen, he's a rat. Like, he is a rat, but... This poor me, like, get out your violin.
It's not even poor me. You. All she's saying is, what I can't get over here is that I'm the one who's losing all my friends while his friends are all rallying around him. Why is the other woman always the one who gets blamed? Now, you're a woman and you're blaming this woman.
Not solely, obviously. Obviously not solely and not majority. Not she's not the majority to blame, but she does hold a part of the blame in this. You know, you could argue that with no dirty men or with no dirty women, there'd be no dirty
men. Really? Did you actually say that? That's a woman saying those words.
Yeah.
Really?
Shoot me.
Way to stand up for womanhood.
I don't stand up for home wrecking hoes.
Oh, Jesus.
But that is what I would call what she's doing is home wrecking. If you know somebody's in a relationship.
A home wrecker is somebody who intentionally targets a married man who says, I don't give a fuck if he's married, I'm going for him.
What the intentions? What do the intentions matter?
That was never her intention. She didn't start going out with a married man.
That's bullshit and you know it. What do the intentions matter? Who cares about the intentions when the outcome is the same anyway? What does it matter?
Okay, we would like to hear from you on 085-825-2626. Come on, Adrian, says Rebecca. Stop sticking up for her. She's a fucking homewrecker. Ooh. Is she? She's not the one who was married. She's not the one who had a relationship with somebody outside of his relationship. She wasn't even in a relationship, let alone be married.
Take that aside. Like, why would you want to be somebody's sloppy seconds? Like, do better. Do you know what I mean?
Again, Katie... Again, I will argue with you that you can't help who you fall in love with, and she fell in love with this guy, love at first sight and all that.
A month. That's Kathy Bates in Misery. That's crazy shit. Like, that's a month.
I hope it never happens to you. What? I hope you never fall head over heels in love with somebody overnight.
No, never.
We'll see. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Let's kick off this conversation with Teresa.
Hi guys, just doing a voice note on your I'm not at fault affair. Okay, both are at fault. But the only victims here, and she's not a victim, the only victims here are the families. And I believe that both of their friends' reactions, they stem more not just from social and moral, but also anthropological. Don't forget, we are animals that work on our instincts. And as much as we don't want that put onto our human per se, it's just a fact of how it is. Her friends are distancing themselves. And this is really, really down to deception. If she can be so deceptive for 2 full years, tell lies, have an affair, sneak and go behind people's backs, then she can't be trusted. And that's how women see these situations with each other. It's about trust. Women place much more emphasis on this kind of trust than they do for a lot of other situations. But him, all boys club, and it's anthropological, his affair is just an oopsie, a bit of a... whereas hers is pure and down anthropologically to not being able to be trusted. And the tribe needed trust. The tribe would say, as a man, you know, oopsie, for a woman, it could bring down, it could destroy the tribe. So that's really where this female, where her friends are having an issue with this whole situation, because she can't be trusted. Whereas his friends are saying, like, Jesus, you know, lad, you know, have a bit of manners, don't do that again. What he did was not a threat to the tribe itself. What she did was.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Thinking about giving your home a fresh new look? At Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, you'll find quality flooring, beds and furniture at prices you'll love. Customers across Dublin keep coming back for their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal. Up to 16 square yards, supplied and fitted. And if you're considering a bigger makeover, explore their great value laminate flooring and vinyl ranges. Perfect for busy family homes. Friendly service, expert fitting and unbeatable value. That's Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. Visit the showroom or learn more at Carpet Luxury Bedding furniture.com.
So Dee is the lady who had a relationship with a married man for 2 years. It's all over now. It's all out in the open. Everything's come out. His marriage is in serious trouble as a result of this coming out. But she's moving on.
And poor Kathy thinks she's the...
No, Dee is her name.
I'm going to call her Kathy for the rest of the conversation because this is crazy shit.
What do you mean you're calling her Kathy? Her name is Dee.
I'm going to call her Kathy because this is magic.
Oh, like Kathy Bates.
A month.
And you need to get over that bit.
I can't get over that bit. It's just...
What, that you can fall in love with somebody?
It's the fact that you say that she couldn't have walked away after a month. Like,
she'd already fallen for him. He is the one that should have told her from the get-go, as he was kissing her for the very first time, he should have said, by the way, I'm married.
He should have. He should have. He's a rat.
But he didn't. But yet you're blaming her.
I'm not blaming her.
You are blaming her. But she's... And I know you said earlier on it's 50-50.
No, it's not. Okay, 50-46.
I can hear... I'm reading between... And it's a woman. You're supposedly a woman. And you're literally blaming the woman. Your exact phrase was, if there were no dirty women, there'd be no dirty men.
You need to get over that.
No, I can't. I can't believe those words come out of a woman's mouth. So it's her fault.
No, it's not.
It is her. It's the breakdown of his marriage, his wife finding out, is all her fault.
You're just creating stuff. You're taking words out of my mouth. What I said was that she is complicit.
Why'd you use that expression?
What?
There were no dirty women, there'd be no dirty men.
She's going on like she's the wrong party. You're not the wrong party. You got involved, you played with fire and you got burnt. Get the hell over it. Like, you deserve what you got.
Sarah, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sarah?
How are you? How's it going?
Yeah, good, thanks, Sarah. What do you want to say on this?
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Katie on this one. I haven't been able to hear the full thing because I'm in work, but she's right. That saying that you're telling her not to be saying, she's completely right. I had that done. I lost a friend because she did the same thing. When I was pregnant, he went off and cheated and stuff on me. And the two of them were at fault. Completely.
Okay, but if you agree with Katie is literally blaming the woman more than the man in that she didn't walk away.
46.
She didn't walk away.
No, I'm not. Adrian's hearing what he wants to hear. He's being a drama queen.
No, you could.
I don't think she's saying that. Like, I think she's...
Okay, well then, Katie, explain to me like I'm a two-year-old what you meant by that expression.
Okay. You want me to explain to you like a two-year-old?
Like I'm a two-year-old, yep.
She is complicit.
No. You said if there were no dirty women, there'd be no dirty men. What did you mean by that?
She put herself forward for this situation.
She didn't. She didn't know he was married.
No, sorry. Hang on. I'm going to stop you there. And if you could please stop talking over me, please. You're very rude right now. When she continued...
If there were no angry women, there'd be no angry men.
Yeah. When she continued with that relationship, when she knew, at the point where she knew he was in a relationship.
Oh, thank you.
That's
did
when...
Did she know that he was in a relationship?
After a month. And she kept it going. She kept it going.
No. Hang on for one second.
That's it.
When she met him and they kissed and they did whatever they did in the first 4 weeks together, then we let our minds wander about what they got up to in the first month. He never told her he was married.
But, okay.
Never.
Let's go back to the explaining.
So they probably shagged in the first month.
You said to explain it. The no dirty men, no dirty women comment.
No dirty women.
I don't care. All right. I know what I said. But... it's about the fact that when she found out, that could have been her cue to end it, you know, to listen to her moral compass, which she obviously doesn't have. if anybody had a moral compass, they would listen to and say, "Ah, do you know what? This isn't right. I don't."
Okay, let me ask you a question. We look at this couple. Which one of them was married?
The guy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Which one of them had a commitment to somebody else?
The guy.
Yeah. Did she have a commitment to anybody else? No.
But why partake?
Zero.
In it?
Absolutely no.
Okay. So if I want to,
she
go
wasn't
in today,
even in a relationship.
If I want to go in today and I want to rob a shop, okay.
Rob
and
a
I
shop.
I tell you to stand outside and keep sketch.
Yeah.
Watch and see if anyone's coming. You're not robbing, but you're just standing there. You're not doing anything. You're just keeping sketch. Should you escape all blame and liability?
It's hard. You
no, it, you can't
that's
compare.
As bad as one of Jeremy's analogies.
It's a fantastic analogy.
It's not. It's bad. It's bad.
No, it's a fantastic analogy. What do you think that you should evade any kind of consequence because you didn't technically do it?
I know what you're trying to say here, but you're...
Don't patronise me.
Sarah, that's a brutal analogy.
No, listen to me.
Brutal analogy.
See, I'm telling you now, her friends are right to get away from her. One, she's an untrustworthy slag. Two, see, that's a breaking up a whole family there.
Hang on. Again, Sarah, she is not the one that was married.
It doesn't
he
make
is.
A difference. She knew about it.
There.
Where's the,
sorry?
No,
championing women's
no.
rights there.
See, what she did there, I'm telling you now, was absolutely despicable.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not being funny. Have you ever been cheated on, Adrian? I'm not, I don't mean to be rude. The hurt that causes a woman.
Sarah, I'm not for one second doubting or denying that it causes hurt, okay?
But
what I'm trying to say is, firstly, when she met him first, she didn't know he was married. But secondly, she is not the one. Hang on, she is not the one that betrayed somebody. She is not the one that was going behind their wife's back. He is.
But she is betraying somebody.
Who?
Because she doesn't know him or know the woman doesn't mean she's not betraying them.
How can you betray somebody you don't know?
Can I ask you something, Adrian? Can I ask you something? Would you yourself, right? Okay, so let's say you've never met Linda, you're a single man, right? And you meet someone and you think she's dropped out gorgeous, you find out she's in a relationship, right? Would you pursue it? Honestly?
On day one? Absolutely not, no. If I found out on day one, no, absolutely not.
Okay, well, let's say in this position.
I can't answer that because it's hypothetical, but all I can tell you is I do believe that you can fall for somebody very quickly.
Okay, even if you fall for someone.
Yeah. But a month later, would you do it?
I can't answer that because it hasn't happened.
That's mad.
You can answer it.
That's bullshit. You're full of shit.
He's saying yeah without saying yeah. That's disgusting.
But again, what I'm trying to argue with you is you are not...
She did nothing wrong, but she did.
She didn't. Who did she betray?
She knew that. Listen, all her friends have abandoned her because they're probably afraid she's going to go off and ride their husband.
And by the way, I don't know what bullshit this guy gave Dee to keep her. To keep her. Hang on. Just listen to me for a second. Now, in fact, it's a question you didn't ask Dee earlier on. I would love to know what bullshit he was churning at her for those 2 years.
I'm going to leave her.
He would have said all.
Yes, he did say that to her.
He would have. Of course he would have. I've been there, done that.
Okay, so my wife doesn't understand me. Okay. Our relationship isn't good. I'm about to leave her.
Okay, let's take the... Let's take the vows out of her, right? Let's forget about who made the vows and whatnot, right? Let's just talk about the ethical side of it, the emotional side of it, okay? Would you want to be, regardless of how much you like this person, would you want to be the person who, when this woman's life falls apart, your face is at the forefront of her mind? Would you want to be that? So the wife is going to find out. I'm talking about the wife.
She has found out.
Okay, so the wife found out, yeah, obviously.
So that good a marriage.
Would you want to be the person that every time she thinks about her life being destroyed or, you know, because you would be curious. You'd be like, who is the person who fucking did this?
Her husband is the person who did this.
And would you want to be the other person? Would you want to be the bloke
who... She doesn't know her. They don't know each other.
That doesn't make a difference. Yeah. She's still with somebody's
husband. She knows her husband. She's married to her husband. She made children with her husband.
So if I was single, I could go out and find a married man now, find out after a few weeks that he's got... And that makes it okay. No, it doesn't. That's a scummy... I'd say she's like throwing a hot dog up O'Connell Street.
Oh,
if that's the way she goes on.
Stay there.
I'd say she is. That's disgusting.
Okay, stay there for a second. Again, I can't stress enough, she did not know he was married when she met him. They didn't work together. They met casually and they hit it off straight away.
I personally would... hate myself if I were the person who did that to someone else. I'd hate myself.
Who's to someone else?
To this woman. And like, you don't have to know somebody to be a deed. What about just not being an asshole? What about just not being an asshole? Go and find somebody who's saying, you know, if all of the women said, no, you're with someone, I'm not going to engage in this, then he couldn't have his little fantasy. He couldn't have his cake and eat it.
Again, as you said yourself, he was telling her, I didn't realize this, he was telling her all that time, it's so stereotypical actually.
It's a month.
He was telling her all that time that he didn't love his wife and their relationship was on the rocks and he was going to leave her. Was that the sort of shite he was just telling her?
There was a bit of that, but like, I mean, who believes that in this day and age anyway? I mean, how stupid are you?
Well, people do leave wives and husbands.
And how often do you hear the cliche? I was going to, but I can't leave. There's something came up, blah, 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 blah. No, that's bullshit.
Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
Well, Robbie, this woman, Dee, is the one who's getting all the blame. Her friends have ditched her. They want to have nothing to do with her because she was the other woman.
I think they're right. I think they're right to get the fuck away from her. And also, what? Your man's
Why?
Friends...
Why?
Let me finish. I think your man's friends are assholes for actually backing, you know, sticking with him. It takes two. I firmly believe, as I've gone through it many years ago when I was much younger, cheating is probably one of the worst betrayals you can do to anybody. It can leave you in a terrible mental state.
Yeah, no, I won't deny that. It can have a devastating impact on somebody, I'd agree.
But I mean, as I said in the voice note, as we didn't get to tell you, but no woman has ever made a man cheat who didn't want to cheat. You know, they were together for whatever amount of period. Once she found out he was married, it didn't matter about love or anything. The fact that she stuck around or continued the relationship, she knowingly broke up that family, in my opinion, a homewrecker. But I still maintain...
During the whole time that they were together, he was telling her, and I only found this out now, he was churning her the usual shite that a married man will, or a married woman for that matter. I don't have a great relationship with my wife. Our marriage is on the rocks.
That's make a difference.
And I'm going to leave her. I will leave her. So
she should have said, either do it or I'm gone.
What I find crazy.
Maybe she did.
What I find just mad about all this.
But no, she didn't. She stuck around.
She's saying she's the victim. Like, she's literally saying. Can I see that piece of paper where the message is written?
She's not saying she's the victim.
Hang on. Let me,
yeah, come on, read it out. Yeah, okay. Come on.
She said she did nothing wrong.
Right. This is so unfair. I've done nothing wrong here. I didn't make any vows.
She's right.
I just fell for a guy who...
No, she's not right.
This is so unfair. I've done nothing wrong here. You play with fire, you're going to get burnt, love.
This is so... read the next line. I'm not the one that had vows.
But okay, forget the vows. Everybody's focusing on... Forget the vows. What about just not being a dickhead? What about just not being that person?
What about you can't help who you fall in love with?
Stop it. Marriages break up after years. Relationships end. People move on. I don't take that. That's crap. That is absolute bullshit. And you know it's bullshit because you're smiling there.
I don't. Okay, Robbie, you think that this woman is just as much at fault?
I'll go 55-45.
I'm going to turn this on its head, yeah? Ooh. And if it was a married woman who was having an affair with a married man, the married man wouldn't be frowned upon, or sorry, the guy having the affair with the married woman, he wouldn't be frowned upon as much as this girl D is.
I think you're right.
Only by assholes.
I agree
with you, but I think if you don't condemn somebody for cheating, then you're a cunt.
I just don't know, Adrian, how you... I would have considered you quite a moral person, you know.
I don't know where you got that from.
No, actually, never mind. Scratch that. We'll delete that after.
I don't know where you got that from.
No, but I would have considered you not being, you know, being able to see what's wrong and what's right. And the fact that you could even say, you know, well, after a month, I don't know. Like, it's just so clear. There is no grey area.
Let's imagine
here.
A situation that I'm a single man. Yeah. And I admit to you in a year's time that I've been seeing a married woman. You wouldn't jump down my throat like you've jumped down this woman's throat.
You don't think I'd say to Adrian, what
you might say something, alright,
yeah. Well, I would turn around and be like, Adrian, what
you wouldn't
the
call
fuck?
Me a home wrecking hoe.
I call you worse on a daily basis.
You do, but... No, but I'm saying you wouldn't be as angered. You would think less of her. You would think she's the one at fault.
I'd be like, first of all, I want to have a look at her. I'd be like, first show me her so I can insult her. And then I would insult her and I'd insult you as well.
Yeah, not in the same way.
No, not in the same way. Look, it's not about having vows. It's not about owing another person anything. It's just about not being an asshole. Like, why when there's a, like, How many people are, how many men are there in Ireland? How many men?
A lot, yeah.
Well, millions.
Yeah. Your point is?
Like, why do you have to go for the one who has
She didn't go for him. But she did.
You're making this
She
very,
did, but she didn't know he was married. Not,
no, she should have, what, there was a month into it, like a month, and you're saying I couldn't, like, she said to me on the phone, and I just cringed when she said it to me. I paused, and she was like, hello, are you still there? And I was like, I don't even know what to say back to this. Like, she was like, oh, I just love him so much. It was the best month of my life. That's lust. That's lust. You could have walked away. And I said to her, you could have walked away. And she's like, no, no, I couldn't. I'm sorry. Like, grow a pair.
Let me bring in more opinions on this.
This woman is an absolute doormat. Does she not realise that she's been cheated on basically as well with the wife? Like, they're obviously still riding. She's basically coming like third best or fourth best, including the kids. She's an absolute waster. The both of them are.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Sam, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sam?
Okay, guys. I'm just still trying to get over this munting. Mad about matter months.
What's so weird about that?
Adrian's an
romantic. Would you stop? Are you for real? I swear to God, I can't get over your morals today. I'm actually shocked, to be honest with you. Adrian, I'm quite shocked. I hope your missus isn't listening to you. She actually is, as it happens.
Sorry. My point is, why is everybody blaming this woman? This guy is the lying, cheating toe rag.
Oh. But he's a scumbag too. I'd say everybody's against him that really loves that woman, his wife. I'd say his friends that like his wife are against what he's done. I wouldn't say they were too happy about it either. Now, I know they're saying that he still has friends.
Yep.
But is anybody going to ever trust the two of them again? I can understand the girl's friends not wanting that to do with her.
Why?
Because I would never trust somebody that can do that.
She didn't do anything on them.
I would never trust a woman like that. Ever trust a woman like that. And the sad thing is,
hang on, Sam. If you had a friend, imagine one of your best friends admits to you in confidence that she's been having a fling with a married man. You're immediately going to judge her. You're immediately going to think to yourself, oh, I can't trust you. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
100% I'd be judging her. 100% I'd be asking her, what the hell is wrong with her? Where's your morals?
So would I.
And you're nothing better for yourself.
Yeah. Like, Adrian, you said there, if you came into me and said that you've been seeing a married woman, you don't think you know full well.
Obviously, you're kids and everything, Adrian.
I can't believe you. Sorry, just
listen to me. Again, Casey, I know my heart and soul. Yes, you'd say, Kennedy, you're a dickhead, but you would also say, what the fuck was she at? She's the married woman with three kids at home.
Like I am now. Yeah. But like, I'm not absolving this guy of all responsibility and accountability. Obviously what he did was wrong.
Enough.
But like, I'm like, girl, you play with fire, you are going to get burnt. Like, come on. It's so cliche. Wouldn't you hate to get stuck in a cliche, and such a cliche? Like, I mean,
okay, so if I was having a relationship with a married woman, you'd say to yourself, oh, if there were no dirty women, there'd be no dirty men. It's her fault, literally.
I would literally say that. I would.
Sam, the point of this conversation is, and this is what Dee is trying to say, yes, she did wrong. Yes, she had a relationship with a married man, but to be solely pointing the finger of blame at her. And that expression that Katie used, there were no dirty women.
Really need to go over that.
No, because
this is still going on.
Because I can't get over it. I can't get over those words.
Text about this at midnight tonight, haven't I?
I can't get over those words coming out of your gob, literally.
But she's broke up a marriage. Like, there's children involved.
No, he
broke
up.
Like, she didn't even think a month later. She's not thinking of three children or many. I don't know. I'm saying three. I don't know where I'm going with that. There's children involved. So, like, how could she, like? The morals, there's no morals there.
Okay, let's go back to
sorry, I would agree with you that where it comes to the husband, the man who's married to his wife, that he had an affair behind her back, there's no morals there. Yeah, okay, you're right.
Let's go back. Let's go back to the month thing, right? This is where you're fixated, which is where I'm, this is where I don't really know what you mean. So after a month, you're saying that's it, you're locked in. You can't get out, you can't walk away. People walk away from relationships of 30, 20, 40, 50 years.
Yeah.
You're telling me she couldn't walk away.
I'm not saying she couldn't walk away.
After a month.
I'm saying he should have had the balls and the decency to tell her from day one.
He should have, but he didn't. But she did.
But then he's the one at fault.
But, oh dear God. I need a Salpidine. Amanda, do you have any Salpidine? I can't deal with you today. I wasn't even supposed to see you today. I don't know why I'm sitting here, because you're just angering me. It's not that simple. When she found out and went into this, whatever it was, this freak show, she should have said...
She was mad about him.
It's a month.
And then he tells her, oh, by the way, I'm married and I've three kids at home. But she's already bought into this whole thing.
It's a month. I'm sorry.
He's the one.
I don't.
Okay. The reason he didn't tell her at the very start is he knew she'd walk away straight away. So he kept it to himself until he had her hooked.
Well, you know, there's two issues here. Obviously, there's the issue that he is a dirtbag, you know, but we are talking about her because the message came from her. So that's why the focus is on her today. It's not
but
a woman.
She is saying, why is it the other woman always the one that gets the blame?
I would have felt sorry for her if this had gone on for 2 years without her knowing. Then I would have said, do you know what, the poor girl, she didn't know. But she's complicit because she knew. At that month, she should have said, sorry, buddy, I'm off. This isn't for me. I don't want to.
Okay, the very first time he kissed her, or before he even kissed her,
even past
he should have said, by the way, I'm about to kiss you, but I'm married. Give her the option to walk away.
The whole thing is self-respect. Have some self-respect. Do you want to be sloppy seconds? Like, seriously, trailing behind someone else? Screw that.
Lee, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lee?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Lee. Yeah, go on.
I think, like, you know, I'm not denying she has her part to play and she's going to get shit back, basically, for getting involved in the situation and putting herself in the line of fire. But I find it unbelievable that the man is not getting hurled out of it in this situation.
Me neither. I am the man here.
Yeah, no, but like he pulled her in, right? Now, I'm only, like, okay, I'm one of those stuffy emotional saps, right? That I get hooked very easy. And if someone is very kind to me and nice and loving for a month, I would find it hard to walk away. But in that situation, I would, because I'd be thinking children and all the rest of that, and marriage and all the rest of it. But I understand how, how, if this guy's a player, how he hooked her.
That's exactly the point I'm making.
He's a dirtbag for doing that, and he played her. He didn't tell her, so he could hook her.
He is a dirtbag, but the reason that he's not being torn apart today, Lee, is because it's her who contacted us. And because it goes without saying.
No, but in general, I'm talking about.
The month thing, I don't buy it. I think it's a cop out. I think she just wanted to do what she wanted to do.
The way he did it now, the way he did it and how he gave her attention for a few weeks end of,
okay,
he obviously did pull her into an extent.
But at the same time, we all have to be held accountable for our own actions. It's up to each individual person.
I love in life if woman went after their partner who cheated in the marriage and children equally with just as much anger
to
their own partner than women going after each other. Do you know what I mean? Like, in life, they tend to go for each other.
This is the point I made earlier on, Katie, and I said to you,
I should stand by her and say,
you should have a bit more empathy towards her.
I don't have empathy. No, just like if it was a man, I wouldn't have empathy.
I don't understand why the partner has not gone after as much in real life. Not to forget about the message put in here today. I'm saying I've seen it where the man nearly, what would you say, would get off lighter, and he's the one that's lost the most. He's the one in a committed relationship who has the children. And you're looking at him going, how are you killing each other and not taking chunks out of pins together?
And Lee, you're dead right. In this situation, even if this was a reverse role and it was a married woman having an affair with a single man, she would still get more of the blame. She would still get more of the blame.
Exactly. I was going for, like, if I found out, like, I have been in a situation where a guy was married, get the fuck out. Get out your dirt. Do you know what I mean? But I wasn't weeks into it or months into it. Do you know what I mean? But my point being that I love the woman or man in these situations that was in the marriage, had children, I don't know if they all went after equally just as much.
I'm going to show Adrian something here now. I told him about this before the show today. It's right. And what did I say to you that I did whenever this happens on my phone?
Oh, you have somebody who's sending inappropriate messages, a married man that has sent you inappropriate messages, is that right?
Highly inappropriate messages.
And how do you deal with it?
I don't write back. I don't engage.
Why don't you just say piss off, fuck off, get out of my face, stop sending messages like this?
I just don't. Why, I just don't even. Because, do you know why I don't write back? Because then you get the whole bullshit of, oh, I'm only having a laugh, and blah, blah. Just don't engage. If someone does that, don't engage. This person has kids. We both know this person. Mm-hmm. And this is every single, this is at least once a week, I'm getting messages from this person. And this is a person that nobody would expect. Like, I'd say people would be shocked if they knew that this person was actually, and it's not Jeremy. It's not Jeremy.
Jesus.
No, but you just ignore it. You say nothing and get on with your life. When you start to engage with somebody, even if it only starts as having a laugh, and, oh, I'm not doing anything wrong, when you have a laugh, it's only a bit of flirting. That's how it starts. It starts as something that's only very, very small.
But again, what Lee is saying is that there is this automatic assumption that it is the woman that is the one that is the moral guardian of a relationship and should be the one to walk away, as opposed to him. And again, as I said, but if this was a conversation about a married woman having an affair with a single man, she would still be blamed more than him.
You're missing the point. The point is that this conversation is about the woman. That's why we're talking about the woman. So you can bring it back to the man as much as you want. This conversation wasn't. And I guarantee if we threw it out to the listeners now, what do you think of the man? 100% of the comments would come back. There'd be
Yeah, but day to day real life, we know that women will attack each other and go after each other, and the guy standing in the middle.
I don't think that's literally what I see happening here.
Go after the woman who went with her husband.
Katie, I'm going to ask you again why you said that expression.
Oh, God,
if there were no dirty women, there'd be no dirty men.
I need beer right now. No, I can't deal with this again. Because if this woman didn't put herself forward for this role,
she didn't put herself forward.
I agree with that.
If she,
she put her in for the line of fire. So I agree with that.
What I meant by in my comments, if you had to stop shouting over me earlier on when I was actually trying to answer you, I wouldn't be able to actually finish my answer. When I said that if there were no dirty women, there'd be no dirty men. If women like her didn't partake in this horrible situation, it couldn't happen. They're complicit.
Katie, I disagree with you. He'd be on to the next. If he's prone to go on like that and leave somebody alone, he'd find someone else to do next week.
I'm talking about women collectively. If all of the women in the world said, well, no, once a man is married, I'm not going to go near him, then it wouldn't happen.
Yeah, but there's people out there that are vulnerable, right? And they will love somebody with low self. Now, I'm talking, I was one of those people, by the way, and not that I didn't enter into a relationship with a married man, but people can pick out if you're low in confidence, low self-esteem, they'll know what skill to tell you, they'll play it along, and that's what this guy did.
But she, let's face it, she was a doormat. She allowed herself to be sloppy seconds.
But you will never be first place with a man that's married. That's the point. You're going to be the side bit, and you might get infection or his time when he's finished with the wife and the kids and the day out with the family. You'd be naive to think that you're going to be in first place in that situation. You're never going to be.
So she has brought all this on herself. But again, Katie, you've already admitted
that during the relationship, he frequently said to her, my marriage is nothing. I am going to leave her. I just have to find the right moment. Yeah?
Did she say that to you?
When it got to 2 years nearly, I mean, there's something, a red flag should have been raised. Come on.
Did she not say that to you?
When it went on that long, a red flag should have come up. And the girl's still going with it 2 years later. Come on.
I think she should have walked away the minute she found out, but it's very hard to do, and you don't know what shit he said and what he did to her.
If you behave like an idiot, expect to be treated like one.
And that's what
she got her dues to play along with it. I'm not denying that.
And so you think she got what she deserved?
No, I'm saying that she paid with fire, and there was never going to be a good positive outcome for this lady or benefit to her. Let's be honest. If it was going on that long and he was saying he was going to leave his wife, he was more than likely never going to leave his wife.
No, he wasn't.
That's what I'm saying. This poor lady wasn't going to gain or have a benefit from this situation. She wasn't going to have that at the end of all of this. That's what I'm saying.
If he had ended his relationship with his wife, then who knows? No?
Maybe, but we're only going on how it ended and what we know of this situation. But a lot of the time, like, yes, people do break up, separate, and their marriage ends.
Yeah.
Fine. But in this situation, it didn't. So I'm only referring to what I know from what you know. You know what I mean? But
okay.
She didn't have a benefit or a happy outcome with this guy.
She didn't deserve one. Like, I mean, 2 years, like, come on. That's pretty bad. Like, 2 years not...
Sorry, Dee, if my co-presenter isn't...
Is
ripping you asunder for even contacting us.
She wasn't even brave enough to come on.
Jeez, I don't blame her listening to you. I wouldn't.
I'm being very diplomatic here.
That's diplomatic.
Yeah, that is me. You know when I'm on a mad one. This is me being diplomatic. It's black and white for me. I'm like, just don't be an asshole.
Helen has been on to us.
Good afternoon, guys. This conversation is just going to go one way because you're going to get women on that have been cheated on and they're bitter, twisted women. So it's not really going to go the way, a balanced way. If he had the affair, he was married, he's the one to blame. Full stop.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
Hello, hello, hello.
Well, Jess, this woman, Dee, is upset that everybody's pointing the finger of blame at her and nobody is batting an eyelid on the married man who had the affair.
Well, I think it's 50-50. I think he's a dirty man whore and I think she's a pathetic little tramp.
And in terms of the fact that he's the one that was married, not her, she wasn't in a relationship with anybody. She was young, free and single.
Yes, and when did she find out about being married and having kids? Was it a month in or...?
Yes, a month in, and not the very first night they met, which is when he probably should have told her.
And still continued for 2 years.
Well, they were desperately in love after a month and she couldn't leave because her life would be nothing without him after a month. It's 4 whole weeks of her life. How could you get that back?
Jeez, I hope you never fall in love with somebody overnight. I really do.
I won't.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, a month and she was there saying she's in love, but just stop. I've had socks and underwear longer than a month.
So you believe they're both to blame. Do you not believe that he is more to blame because he was the one married?
Nope, it's 50-50. As soon as she was told or found out about the marriage, especially with a month into it, she should have said, you know what, no, I don't want any part in this. This is a dangerous game. I'm not going to be anyone's side piece. Have a bit of respect for yourself.
But she was mad about him.
She was mad about him. Come on. How many people are in relationships?
As Katie said earlier, that's lust, not love. Big difference.
Well, call it what you want.
There's actually another word for it. I'm trying to think of the word. It's, begins with L. If anybody can help me out here. There's a word for it.
It's not lust.
I can't think of it. It's like lust, but it's more than that. It's where you actually do think you're in love with somebody because you lust them so deeply. It is. I was reading up about this. This is a thing. It was a documentary on something to do with it a while ago. And I was like, it is all different forms of it. But there is another word for it. It's mad. Hang on. I'll find it.
I mean, I'm reading. Some of the messages coming in are just ridiculous where it comes to the double standards with which we judge men's moral standards versus women's moral standards.
Oh, Adrian, feminist.
No, Liam is basically saying this is very hypocritical of all the women
limerence
on this episode.
Isn't that the word? No, I've probably got the word completely wrong. It's probably a really bad sexual term or something.
Katie
limerence
has some words she's trying to...
there you go. Limerence is an involuntary, obsessive state of intense romantic infatuation where a person's thoughts, mood and daily life become entirely consumed by a desire, by a desire to have their feelings reciprocated by another individual. That's what that was. And it's massively unhealthy, by the way, Dee.
Where am I going now? I'm going to Laura. You're on Opinions Matter, Laura. How are you?
Hey, I'm grand.
Laura, what did you want to say on this?
Well, I want to say they're both equally as bad as each other. I know at starting off, she didn't know that he was married. So soon she found out, she served something.
Okay, but easy, for me, Laura, that's really where the conversation ends. At the start, he should have told her on the very first night they met in some pub or club or whatever.
Yeah, I know.
You know, in a normal sort of way. And I don't know what happened the first night. Maybe they started kissing the first night and whatever. I've no doubt within the month they were probably shagging each other, and he never said he was married. Now,
so let's say going from that timeline, he would have been the asshole. But then she continues it on. So then we have both of them.
No. See, I would argue he continued it on. He's the one who...
She was a poor, unknowing victim.
No, but she had a decision. She could have just, fuck off, I'm leaving you, asshole, can't leave you, strung me along, blah, 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 and, you know.
Adrian the suffragette. That's what you are.
And I never heard that expression, limerence.
Limerence. It's like an intense infatuation that people think they're in love with someone. It's mad. Like, it's that. That's what that this. It's like Kathy Bates. I'm telling you. Go. Anybody who hasn't watched Misery, go watch Misery. It's about this woman who's obsessed with novelists, and she's cray cray. That's like D. Can I say that? Can I call her cray cray?
Well, you just did.
Okay. Sorry, D. Sorry, I actually didn't mean it that harshly, but really I did. But yeah, it's like a really, really deep emotional state, nearly of obsession. And that's what I don't believe after a month that she couldn't have walked away. Marriages end. People with kids, you know, break up with their partners. It's you, if you can get over that, people who actually you did love or you thought you loved, then this, like a month, I'm sorry. I just don't buy it. It's crap. It's total crap.
And the people that are suffering from this is the family and kids, you know.
Yeah, no, and I agree. Yeah. Nobody is saying nobody's been hurt here. Obviously, somebody has been hurt here. The wife who knew nothing, who has found out what her husband was up to. But do you not think that it's her husband that she will be most angry with?
If the girl left as soon as he told her that he was married, then I can kind of see that. The fact that she continued on after finding out he was married, they're just as mad as her. That's what I find, isn't it? Because, why would you do that? And then knowing that you're affecting the family, you know.
Just reading up on limerence here, right? Intrusive thoughts, constant looping fantasies, and overanalyzing every small gesture, text, or interaction. Experiencing extreme highs of euphoria. This sounds like exactly what she was telling me, that they were constantly in contact, that she just, they could talk about anything and it felt so right. And he was always kind of, you know, at her beck and call and everything was like that is not love. That's reeling you in. And then you, like an idiot, took the bait. And that is complete and utter limerence. I don't believe, and I stand by what I said. Maybe it's a topic for another day, Adrian. You know, we could talk to people who fell in love at first sight. I call it bullshit. But
don't believe that, do you?
No, I think it's just desperate losers.
It is a conversation we'll have on another episode.
I don't believe in love at first sight. How can you love someone that you don't know? How? It's not possible. And how can you love someone that
you don't know because it's never happened to you. It has never happened to you.
I'm married. No, okay, we're not together anymore. Yeah. But I got married.
I know you did.
Fell in love.
But you've known him for years, like.
Well, yeah. Well, I had to know him to fall in love with him. That's my point.
Obviously, I wish you the best of luck in finding love in the future.
I don't want love in the future. I want peace and quiet.
It may happen to you one day.
I don't want love.
It could happen to you like that.
No. That's crap. To fall in love with someone, you have to really know them. And you have to... It's deeper. It's not what you're talking about is lust. That's limerence, apparently.
Limerence.
That's chemistry. But I don't believe. Do you honestly believe that you can fall in love with someone?
Yeah, no, I do. Yeah, I
really?
Do.
I would.
Yeah, 100%.
Hey, Adrian, I really would have taken
Zara. You're
that.
On Opinions Matter. Hey, Zara.
Hello.
Well, Zara, what do you want to say on this? This woman is getting all the blame, but she's not the one that was married.
The woman shouldn't get all the blame. The man should, because the man was the one that started it. He said the vows, he done all that. But the woman should not be defended. She continued to stay with him, but they should both be blamed. They're both dickheads and they shouldn't be with each other.
Well, they're not with each other now. The cat is out of the bag and everybody knows, the wife knows, it's over with them. His marriage is in trouble, but you're blaming her for not walking away.
I'm blaming both of them, but the woman should have walked away. If you don't have enough self-respect to walk away from a cheating man, you shouldn't be in a relationship at all.
Preach. Spot on. She obviously doesn't respect herself. Sorry, Dee, I know I'm... probably being a bit harsh on you here.
But you're being a lot harsh on her. How can you say she doesn't... Again, Casey, you don't know what it's like to fall madly in love with somebody. Well, just like that.
Hello.
Just like that.
But because it's not true. That doesn't happen.
No, you can't. Thank you.
Okay, sorry, do you believe, Zara, that you can fall in love with somebody at first sight?
No, you can fall in love with the idea of them, but you can't fall in love with someone you
exactly.
don't know.
Exactly. And there you go.
Okay, we're going to have this.
We're going to have this debate tomorrow. Actually, a lady sent a comment in there. Me and my fiancé met in September, lived together in January, and we are still together 11 years later. I'm delighted for you that it worked out, but... to me,
which is just proving the point, you can fall in love at first sight.
But okay, but no, that doesn't mean that it was actually love at the start. You have to love someone, you have to know them, you have to know what makes them tick. There's a difference between the ideal, and you got it spot on there, Zara. How did you put it again? Give it to me again.
You can fall in love with someone in a month, but you can fall in love with the idea of them.
There you go.
Thank you, Zara. Let me bring in Neil.
Katie, Adrian, affairs are toxic. I told my wife I'd never, ever sleep with anybody else. Never. I'd stay awake with them. Cheers, lads.
Ha ha ha, Neil. And Colin.
How are you, Katie? Well, I've changed my opinion now after being listening. I did say 50-50, and I'm more on Adrian's side, right? And I'll tell you why. Because I'm about to get married in about 8 weeks' time. And there is no way I will ever jeopardize and go behind my wife's back and destroy my marriage like that. You shouldn't have made the vow if you couldn't stick to your promise or your vows, because his moral compass is wrong, and it's that woman, she wouldn't be the first and she won't be the last, but he has upset two women now and his children, and now he's on the sidelines watching everyone fight. Fuck that. He is meant to keep his family. His number one job is to be there for his wife in sickness and health and his children, and he failed, and he should have owned up for it. He should have owned up to it straight up. And I think we owe this other woman not an apology, but to say to her that she's only human, she was wrong, you own up to it, and then you've moved fucking on.
Good man, Colin. Well done. Well said. He's going to be a very loyal husband when he gets married in a few weeks.
He will be, yeah. He sounds like a decent one. Darren, but
he's making the point that that's what you do when you're a husband. That's the point. You don't do what Dee's fella or... not her.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not even going to try and keep up.
A good husband won't have an affair the way this guy did, basically.
Yeah, but good women won't engage in it either. Darren says, do you ever really know someone? That's a very philosophical question.
That is a very deep question as well. Thank you for listening.
Do you really?
No, do you really? We'll catch you on the next one.
Need new carpets, flooring, beds or furniture? Then head to Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, where great value comes as standard. Don't miss their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal, covering up to 16 square yards of quality carpet, supplied and fitted. Looking for a modern update? Check out their fantastic range of laminate flooring and vinyls, available in a variety of styles to suit every home and budget. Expert advice, free measuring and years of trusted service, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture has everything you need to refresh your home. Visit the showroom today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.